Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you're listening from and where you're calling in from. We want to thank you for joining in to another edition of Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. This is truly listener-supported radio, and we thank all of our listeners, the 50,000-plus people who have tuned into a show here on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this one of the top shows on home-based business on the Blog Talk Radio network. Again, we want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen to what we have to say and share today. And the topic for today's show is, did you get your pay raise? You say, what raise? Well, we're going to go over how Congress has passed laws that enables you to get an immediate pay raise today, not next week, not tomorrow, today. So we're going to break that down, like they say, break it down like a chicken wing to make sure that you understand all of the information, as much as we can get in this next 20 minutes while we're here on the airwaves to share with you. Okay, now this applies with the information that we're going to share with you, and I need to be specific and clear, applies to all W-2 employees, people who are working a job and taxes coming out of your check. All of you who filled out a W-4, when you got your job, you listed your number of what's called allowances, even though most people think it's something called dependents. I'll take a little bit of time to explain that. When you fill out that W-4, what it is that the government allows you to determine how many allowances you will claim on your W-4, which determines how much federal and state tax is taken out of your check. Okay, so most people thinking that it's dependents, if they're working, they usually put maybe themselves and their wife, or they might put zero, or if they have maybe two children, they might put themselves, their wife, their two children, they might put four. But usually we put the wrong amount because we are thinking, quote unquote, dependents. How many dependents do I have? I can claim taxes. No. How many allowances do you have that you can claim on you? See, so if you do not have enough allowances, then what happens is they take out the max on your check. And so, you know, I'm going to ask a few questions. One, are you paying taxes? And if you're working, yes, you are. Are you already know the answer to that question? I don't, it sort of sounds kind of crazy and ridiculous, but if you're working a job, you're paying taxes, and you have taxes coming out of your check, you feel you're paying too much in taxes. Well, most people I ask that to, they come, yes. You know, they take out all this, especially people who work overtime and have overtime hours and put in their overtime. They'd be like, you know, well, I worked overtime. I was hoping I was going to see some extra money, but they're eating it all up in taxes. That's because you don't have the proper number of allowances claimed on your W-4. And we're going to talk about how to change that. That's very, very important so we can show you how to have extra money to do some extra special things. So if you are working, and I'm assuming that people listening to this call, working a job somewhere, and you're having X amount of taxes taken out of your check. Well, if you want to get your pay raise, then what you need to do is to change that W-4 to like 9, you'll have less or hardly any federal or state tax taken out of your check. And some people say, well, but what's going to happen at the end of the tax year? I'm not having nothing taken out. I'm going to owe on my taxes. Well, yes and no. Now, I know that sounds kind of contradictory to say yes and no. Yes, if you don't do the following. No, if you do the following. Now, what do I mean by yes if you don't do the following and no if you do the following? What you need to do is you need to create yourself into a home-based business. That's the title of this show, Home-Based Business 101. You need to sign up into a home-based business. And when you sign up into a home-based business, it becomes a tax shelter. By tax shelter, which means it allows you to deduct what we call take advantage of tax reduction laws. What are tax reduction laws? I'm taking my time going through this because I don't want to sound fast talking and people like, you know, man, that was a fast talking dude. He said, do this, do that, do that, and still don't understand. Tax reduction laws are laws that Congress created for entrepreneurs to enable them to pay less taxes, reducing their tax liability and freeing up more money for them to develop their small business. And you will say, well, why would Congress do that? Well, quiet as it's kept, small business is the backbone of the American economy. It's small business that create more jobs than big corporations. Big corporations have gotten our economy in trouble, and the government has had to bail them out, you know, taking tax dollars away from everyday people to bail out big corporations like they did for GM, corporations on Wall Street. They bailed them out. Nobody bailed out the small business owners because they created laws that enable you, as most small business owners, are still working a W-2 job and leveraging, key word there, leveraging their job against their tax return. Now, what do we mean when we say leveraging a tax return?
What that means is you have a small business and you're still working a job, and it enables you to take advantage of some tremendous tax reduction laws. Now, what are some of those tax reduction laws? Well, one is because you work from home running your small-based business, is that it allows you to write off a portion of your mortgage or your rent, your utility bills, upkeep of your house, such as maintenance and lawn care, place air conditioning, or you put in windows for the installation, or you put in I think it's called a sub pump, one of them pumps down in the basement that helps get rid of the water and stuff when it rains and keep your house from flooding. And I've helped people be able to take advantage of some of these things that we're talking about. But if you, it's called a water pump. If you put in a water pump in your house, or you might just put in a new dishwasher, an energy saving efficiency upgrade in your house. Add these things up. What will happen is the money that you no longer have taken out of your check will balance out in terms of your tax reduction strategy, enabling you to, let's say if you are your pay, most people, you could probably end up saving about an extra $100 a week, $400 a month. $400 a month equates to $4,800 a year. So when we say give yourself a pay raise, how would you like to give yourself a $100 a week pay raise? Well, in order to do that, you need to start a home-based business. And if you're interested in starting a home-based business, we're here at Home-Based Business 101 are able to help you with that. We have several different home-based businesses that are companies that we're in touch with that we can recommend that you can take advantage of to increase that paycheck next week.
So what would an extra $100 a week look like for you? That's $400 a month. Cannot access that without a home-based business. So until you have one, it's like this. I want you to think of this scenario. If you're working a job and you don't have a home-based business, then every day when you get up and leave your house in the morning and ride down the road to go to work, roll your window down, reach in your wallet, take out a crisp, brand-new $20 bill or old $20 bill, throw it out the window, and let it blow away. That's what you're doing by not having a home-based business and not taking advantage of these tax reduction strategy laws that Congress has passed for you. Yes, you hear me right. Congress has passed these laws for you, not Donald Trump, not Hillary Clinton, Congress. Congress has passed these laws for you to take advantage of the home-based business tax strategy. And I would suggest, highly recommend and suggest to you, while they're still on the books, take advantage of them, because we don't know what's going to happen after this upcoming election and who's going to do what. But right now, if you decide that you want a pay raise, you can do that by going into your personnel office tomorrow morning and redoing your W-4 and changing it to 9, which means you give yourself an immediate instant pay raise. I don't know how much you're losing weekly in taxes, but let's say if you got $70 a week coming out federal and another 40, or say another 50 state, and maybe another 25 municipal, that's $150 a week that you could have on your paycheck right now. Like right now, right now. Yes, right now. But when you make that change, you have to remember that the initial monies that you're going to see the increase with, that you need to use those to open up your home-based business. And in most cases, you can set up a home-based business for under $500, which means if you're saving $400 to $450 a month, after about a month and a half, you got the money to open your home-based business. And then from there, all the money that you save is like Congress giving you money to maintain your home-based business running. So you're never undercapitalized, which is the biggest problem why a lot of businesses fail. They undercapitalize. But as long as you're leveraging and working your job, you don't have to worry about being undercapitalized, because you're going to use the monies that you currently have going to the IRS every pay from out of your check as investment money or capitalization money. So I'm hoping this makes some sense to people that's out there listening, because we really want to see and help people move in the direction of getting their pay raise increase by establishing their home-based business. And it doesn't matter what type of home-based business it is, as long as it's a home-based business that you work from home. And like I said, there are several models. There's several ways to be able to do that, you know, and we have information that we can share and help you with making a decision and choosing what home-based business best suits and works the scenario for you. So if you need more information about that choice and that selection, make sure you call 252-458-3712. And that's Baba Jahi. You can give me a call at that number. Again, I'll repeat it one more time. 252-458-3712. And you can give me a call and say, hey, listen to the show. I want to change my W-4. So I can give myself an immediate pay raise, and I need help with selecting a home-based business that can best suit my needs, my concerns, my issues, and the things that I want to be able to do. So, hey, that's about it. That's the wrap on Home-Based Business 101 today, how to give yourself an immediate pay raise. And I'll be looking for those calls, or you can text me at that number, 252-458
3712. And if you text me, just say, I listen to the show, and I want to be able to know how to change my W-4 so that I can take advantage of the laws that Congress has passed to empower me to take advantage of the tax reduction strategies. And again, when I say tax reduction strategies, we're not talking about some mumbo jumbo. We're not talking about some hookup, how to beat the government in taxes. No, we're talking about legitimate, honest, home-based business tax reduction strategies that the United States Congress has passed laws around to enable you as a taxpaying citizen to reduce your taxes, give yourself a pay raise for those of you that still have a job, God bless you if you got one, and working it, and being able to use those monies to save for other things that you want to do. And what are some of the other things you might want to do? See, once you begin to change that W-4, come up with the money to invest to start your home-based business, at a certain point, you're going to have extra money after you took care of the capitalization of your business, whatever monthly fees you might have to maintain the business. You're going to probably end up with an extra $100 to $200 a month after you get through the scenario of getting all of that stuff set up. What would that do for you right now? I'm just asking you. Imagine, daydream, and think. Right now, those of you that listen, and I know, you know, because it's hard out here. Times are tight. Things are tight. But if right now you had $200 extra, what would you do this month? Would that be taking your family out to go eat somewhere you've been always wanting to go eat? Would that mean taking a weekend off and saying, hey, we're going to the beach before the weather totally changes? What would you do with an extra $200 a month? That's the question I want you to marinate on tonight when you go to bed and thinking about this call and why you need to call Bobby Jackie at 252-458-3712. Or send me a text, is what would you do with an extra $200 a week? Think about it. You know, because I'm pretty sure right now there's some people listening, and, you know, today is Tuesday. We haven't even got the hump day yet, which is tomorrow, Wednesday, and people are already thinking about what they got to take care of this week. Just imagine after you took care of everything that you needed to take care of, when Friday rolls around, you got an extra $200 going in Saturday morning. What would that look like for you and your family? What would that look like for you and your family, or for you and your spouse, or for you and your girlfriend, or, you know, women, you and your boyfriend? You know, what would that look like? What would you do? What would you do? Only you know the answer to that. But you'll never reach it if you do not take advantage of the tax reduction strategy laws that Congress has passed for people like you, me, and everyday people. See, this would be a song back in the 60s by Sly and the Family Stone called I Am Everyday People. Yes, we are everyday people. And everyday people, we have access to a tax reduction strategy that can give everyday people extra money to do extraordinary things. But you have to act. You have to take advantage of it. You have to get mad, make a decision. So I pray for those listening to this today that you make a decision. Get with us at 252-458-3712, and we can help you with that decision and help you make that decision profitable. Right now, I don't know what you might be going through, or maybe you're straight. Maybe you don't need a tax reduction strategy, you know. But most of the people I know definitely need one. 75% of people in America right now need a tax reduction strategy. And though it might not be $200 a week, you say, what if you saved an extra $100 or even an extra $50? What would that do? You know, did you have to play put back last week when you went to the grocery store?
I hope not. I know because, you know, it's rough out here as people trying to feed their family. I talked to a friend earlier today, and they told me, you know, that they couldn't, where they at, you know, it was a hot summer, and they like ice cream, but they couldn't afford to buy ice cream because it was $8 a gallon. But what if there was a way that that $8 a gallon for ice cream was insignificant because you had extra money based on your tax reduction strategies that you're using to put extra money in your pocket every week? I'm not talking about just filing when April 15th comes. I want you to understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what I call a preemptive strike. A preemptive strike is taking advantage of it now, not changing some things on paper and then say, okay, well, when April 15th comes, I'll get a bigger return. No, let's take and get that return, start getting money for that return right now, right now, right now. And what I mean by that again, and those that want to act on this, you can give me a call, 252-458-3712. And we can help you start working on your tax reduction strategy by changing that W-4 tomorrow morning when you go to work. You can call me. We can get this stuff set up and straight. And when you go to work tomorrow and go to your personnel department, you'll know what you need to enter. And next week, if you get paid weekly, you'll have more money on your check. If you get paid biweekly, in 2 weeks, you'll have more money on your check. And when you have that more money on your check, then we're going to go over what you need to do to activate your home-based business so that you can use that money responsibly, legally, morally, and ethically, that you will have no problems with Congress taking advantage of the tax reduction strategies. And I want to emphasize that word again, tax reduction strategies. That's what it's called. It's not called, hey, I listened to a call and they told me how I'm going to beat the government on taxes. No, that's not what we're sharing. We're sharing tax reduction strategies that allow you, the hardworking American citizen, to be able to have extra money, whether it's weekly, biweekly, or in some cases like here in North Carolina where people get paid monthly. I mean, that's a heck of a situation where you want to get paid once a month. If you get paid once a month, you definitely, definitely want to make sure that you can get that extra money put on your check so that you can have more to do with it than just sitting it at the government's office and waiting for April 15th to play, as I call it, Russian roulette, or I call it American roulette. See how much I'm going to be able to get back this year. Let's start getting it back now. Start getting it back right now. Take advantage of the tax reduction strategy so that you can change that W-4 tomorrow morning and see the results. In order to do that, make sure you give me a call, Baba Jahi, at 252-458-3712. And there's a whole slew of tax reduction things that you'll be able to do from your home to your car to your internet to your cable to cleaning your clothes, washing your clothes, to your cell phone. All of these things can become tax deduction write-offs. So with that said, I want to thank you for tuning in today to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I hope that you really got something out of this message. I hope to be receiving a bunch of phone calls at 252-458-3712 or text messages saying I want to change my W-4 so I can take advantage of the tax reduction strategy so that I can have more money on my paycheck to do more things for me and my family. And with that said, hey, peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. And we'll be back on these airways again before the week is up. Until next time, this is Baba Jahi saying thank you for tuning in to Home-Based Business 101. truly listener-supported radio. And again, we want to thank the 50,000-plus people who have listened to a show here on Home Base Business 101. Have a blessed evening. Have a blessed day. God bless you. And tune in again soon. And make sure you give us a call so that we can help you change that W-4. You know, some of you might say, what's a W-4? That's that little half a page form you filled out when you got hired. And you put down there probably based on what you thought was called dependents, 0, 1, 2, maybe 3. You had no idea that Congress has a thing called allowances. And if you read the form, it says how many allowances. It doesn't say how many dependents do you want to claim. How many allowances do you want to claim? Go back and read it. I know what I'm talking about because I go over it every day. Go back and read it. How many allowances do you want to claim? I suggest 9. Why do I suggest 9? Because I know it's going to give you the best option for more money coming back to you on your paycheck, which we're going to show you how to restructure through your tax reduction strategy. Okay, that's Baba Jahi, 252-458-3712. Take care. God bless. Talk to you again soon.